Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
A study conducted by the American Academy of Pediatrics has documented now that boys in the U.S. are experiencing the onset of puberty 6 months to 2 years earlier than reported in previous research. This does not surprise me. My son is 12. I see hair in places that I am sure that hair is not usually there as early as it was on him. My guest is Dr. Marcia Herman-Giddens. She's an adjunct professor in the School of Public Health in the Department of Maternal and Child Health at the University of North Carolina. So Dr. Herman-Giddens, tell us about this study. So boys are entering puberty earlier than they used to.
Yes, they certainly are. Of course, this study was done with the American Academy of Pediatrics. We could not have done it without the pediatricians all across the country that like to participate in office-based research. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. So tell us a little bit about the study.
Okay. We, of course, needed to have quite a large number of boys. We had data on over 5,000 boys, and it ended up about 4,100 were eligible for the study. And these were boys that were seeing their pediatrician for regular physical examinations like camp physicals. And we got into this study because of an earlier study we had done on girls' puberty that found they were also entering puberty earlier than what the medical textbooks were saying. So we already had a background for how we should design our data collection forms and do, you know, patient consent and that sort of thing. So the pediatricians recorded data on the boys as far as their sexual maturity stages as part of the physical exam. But what was different than previous studies, and there have not been many on U.S. boys as far as puberty, was that in addition, they measured the size of the testicles, each testis, because that is the earliest sign of puberty, is when the testis starts to grow. And that is not part of a normal physical exam. So that was an additional thing that was done.
So you had the pediatricians do this. Now, I know that, you know, the biggest certain question that we're going to be asking is why? You know, and the social implications, really, Dr. Herman-Giddens, boys don't mature as fast as girls. And we do understand that in the past, the AAP had come out with studies saying that girls were maturing earlier than they used to. Now it's boys, but is their brain catching up with their physical body as that matures earlier?
No, and of course that's one of the, as you said, one of the big social implications and concerns, because the brain does not catch up. The judgment, maturity, logic, you know, all those sorts of mature brain functions are not occurring any earlier. And so what is happening now with this is, of course, the body is maturing earlier, but the brain is not, and so the gap between the two is ever bigger, which can cause, obviously, emotional and social problems and perhaps even medical problems that we're not aware of.
Well, I mean, especially with boys, because it's always been said they mature late, as far as
yes.
Their social maturity level. And I see it in my own 12-year-old son versus my 10-year-old daughter. And, you know, the difference is huge. He still likes to act like a little baby and do things. But if the boys are growing sort of into manhood a little bit younger than they used to, but yet they're not catching up maturity and socially, what can we think is as a parent, Dr. Herman-Giddens, what do you want us to know about how we should react to this situation? Do we treat them like the older boys that their body is or the younger boys that their brains are?
No, and of course that's an excellent question. They need to be treated like the younger boy that they really are. And the same is true for girls. And it is a problem with children that look older than they are, because obviously there's a tendency to expect more mature behavior, which they are not capable of, and so it's not fair to the child.
Well, and I can see, certainly at school, and you know, as parents, gosh, we hesitate to even go there with 11, 12-year-olds about the sexual maturity. But do you see that this could possibly lead them to being sexually active earlier because they don't have the brain function to put the brakes on, and yet their bodies are responding to things that maybe they shouldn't be responding to yet?
Well, obviously that's possible, and it may happen. Now, we, in our study, we've mostly focused on the onset of puberty, you know, with the very earliest signs of when it begins. And, of course, the hormones are acting because that's what makes puberty start. And presumably sexual feelings will be emerging at some point soon thereafter, if not already at that time.
Already, since they're five.
But now, we did not find a big change in the age of final maturity. But there are some complicated statistical reasons that mean that it's probably a little bit earlier than what we found. There's actually another study out that was a longitudinal study that did find boys were maturing on average, I think, about 6 months or a year earlier than they used to in the past. And by maturing, I mean a final adult sexual maturity. You know, so they have all the adult sexual physical characteristics. And
wow.
Obviously, it's mid-puberty when boys start to ejaculate and their voice changes and so forth. Those are mid-puberty issues. So our study was really not designed to answer some of those questions because it was cross-sectional.
Yes.
And you cannot get reliable data on links, say, between the early stages of puberty, mid-puberty, and final stages for the length of time between those stages. You can't get good data from a cross-sectional study, but certainly it would suggest that it is quite possible that all of this is going to be happening earlier.
So we have prepubescent and pubescent boys running around with the brains of maybe even 10-year-olds because
exactly.
Boys are back anyway. So parents, we have to sort of take note here because mm-hmm. It's going to mean a little bit of extra work. And those of us that have seen this in our children, I mean, I've commented to my pediatrician that I saw hair in places on my son when he was 8 years old, and it was actual mm-hmm. hair. And I was very surprised, but I figured, well, you know, his dad's kind of hairy, so maybe it's just a genetic thing. Mm-hmm. Now, when we think about the boys going through this, I know you're not going to be able to answer this question, Dr. Herman Giddens, but why? Is it the antibiotics in our chicken as some of the people, you know, is it the hormones in the milk? I mean, because they're going to come out, now this study, they're going to come out with all kinds of things. People are going to say are the reasons, oh, it's the hormones, the mm-hmm. antibiotics, it's mm-hmm. this, that. What do you envision as the theory about why?
Well, of course, you're right in that we did not look at causes, but the causes, to me, have got to be multiple, first of all, and they have got to be related to our modern environment, which is quite different from the environment of 50 years ago. The things that you mentioned, the antibiotics, the hormones in meat, the endocrine disruptor chemicals that have hormone-like effects, the problem with overweight, which in boys, incidentally, the few data there are out there about the relationship to weight are conflicting, whereas in girls, there's a strong relationship between earlier pubertal onset and being overweight. In boys, there are a few that say there is and a few that say there's not. So there's not as much to go on with boys, but it seems to me it's clearly got to be the modern environmental issues, and clearly more than one thing, because each child, of course, is affected by multiple factors in our environment.
Wow, it is an amazing thing and an amazing study. In the last 20 seconds or 10 seconds, your best advice for parents going through this?
Well, to be very aware, because to keep in mind with boys, it's really invisible when they first start puberty. It's very subtle change. So they have to be really sensitive to changes their boy might be going through and willing to talk, as you said earlier, at a more, it might be uncomfortable because they're young.
And we have to talk about it. That's the rules. Melanie Cole with Radio MD.